Your story is what you have, what you will always have. It is something to own. Michelle Obama. Storytelling and the pitch. Some years ago, I was coaching a group of students to prepare for a two-minute pitch for their early stage ideas. Halfway through the workshop, an energetic student raised his hand and asked, "Does storytelling work in a pitch?" I gave him the view I held at the time. Maybe, but with so little time, just a couple of minutes, I think it's best to focus on the pain you solve, the product you created, how you validated it, and why you're committed to the idea. He listened to every word attentively and proceeded to ignore the advice. When it came to testing out his pitch, this is what the student said. "Hi, I'm Malik. I'm from Israel. And since coming to study here in the Netherlands, I've been homeless. I've been sleeping on people's floors and sofas because I couldn't find anywhere to live. And there are thousands of overseas students just like me looking for accommodation. Yet wherever I go, I see empty buildings all around me. That's why I'm building a platform to bring together all these students and all these empty buildings to put an end to this unnecessary homelessness." Boom. That's how to tell a story in a pitch. Let's take a moment to break down what Malik told. He shared the pain, making it clear and present so we could imagine it. He made the problem personal, describing his own situation, helping us empathize with the problem he's addressing. And Malik showed that the problem is big. The story is also short, 80 words, 35 seconds. Naturally, we're left with all kinds of questions. What does the platform look like? How far have you got? Have you got any sales or growth? Is it the first or are there competitors? And what do you need to make it bigger and better? A great story can do that. Hook the audience and leave them with a ton of questions. A story about the pain, why the team is committed, a customer who loved the product, or why you started the company. A story can capture your audience's hearts as well as their minds. And going off script here to tell a story about storytelling, so I'll be honest with you, I'm a little bit of a storytelling skeptic. And that's because I think it's been a bit overused, and most people in business find it really difficult to apply that storytelling thinking to, for example, communicating the quarterly results of their business. Now, I found a great book. It's by a guy called Will Storr, and it's The Science of Storytelling. This was the first time that somebody explained what happens in a story. What is it about a story that works in a business situation? And very simply, there are a couple of elements that I thought really stand out. The first one is, in any story, we want to know, who is this person? What drives them? What are they desiring? What do they fear? So that motivation, that why you factor, really counts in terms of a story. And showing your personal story, sharing why you got involved in this, that can be of great value. Now, the second thing is transformation and barriers. For example, you can give people a day in the life of walkthrough of the problems, the pains, the lost time, the frustration that the customer is experiencing. That's the barriers that they're experiencing now. Then you can show what happens as a result of your product, how you helped that customer go to the next level, save that time, save that money, save that frustration. And that's the transformation. So walking through actual examples of things that have happened, a real situation that's happening now, and then a real situation that's happened as a result of your product. That's a kind of story that can work in a pitch. Now, the challenge is to keep it short. So a long rambling story, once upon a time, 3 years ago, I was walking down the street, the smell of the leaves was in my nostril. You know, this is not going to work. So you need to get to the point. As I mentioned about Malik's story, it was short and sharp. It didn't take up a huge part of the pitch, but it illustrated a very key point. So think about your storytelling in terms of, who is this person? They want to know who you are. So share your personal motivation, what drives you. And secondly, think about barriers and transformation, especially from a customer perspective. Back to the script.